So here's what everybody is interested in. Picks for 2022. What are your picks for 2022?
My pick of the year. All right, so last year we ended the year, we said Microsoft was going to be our stock of the year. This year, lo and behold, I'm saying that Amazon will be the company of 2022. I'm just not going to tell you. I'm going to break down some numbers. I'm going to show you some things and tell you why I think that. Number one, let's start here. They are on pace to be the largest e-commerce business in the world. They are going to surpass Walmart at probably by the second or third quarter next year. Number two, they have the largest cloud service in the world. AWS is only growing. Third reason, every 4 years, Microsoft does something very unique. They either they innovate and then they work on logistics. So 2014, they innovate, work on logistics. 2015, they actually put their first physical store. 2017, 18, you get Amazon Prime. So they innovate, work on logistics. And so every 4 years, they find new ways to generate income, right? Whether it was buying Whole Foods, and then 3 years later, you now see that they're Amazon Go stores. That was 2014, 2018. The next year would be 2022. Innovation leads to logistics. What have they done? Over the past 2 years, they have bought over 38 factories to be exact, in rural and non-rural locations. Here's why. We spoke about this on the episode. Number one, they want to be able to deliver on one day, and they eventually have same day deliveries, not just for e-commerce, but they are also in healthcare, right? Their acquisition of PillPack tells you that. And so now imagine when you can get healthcare delivered to you same day, prescription filled and delivered to you. They also acquired the rights to the NFL. Like, that probably seems like it doesn't mean much, but that's been on this network for years. Amazon now has the rights for that going into 2022. They also are going to be, this is crazy, they just put this out. They're going to be the largest package delivery carrier in the US by the first quarter of 2022. That means they're going to be bigger than USPS and UPS, the largest delivery service in the country. Those are just like the fundamental reasons. It's some of the technical reasons. If you've been following Amazon stock for the year, you've seen consolidation. It's fluctuated between, I think it got up to 3,700 in April, but it's fluctuated pretty much throughout the year from about 3,100 to 3,400. Compared to its FAANG counterparts, you had Meta, which is formerly Facebook. It's grown 21%. Apple's grown 31%. Netflix has grown 13%. Google has grown 64%. Amazon has grown 4% this year, right? So there's plenty of room for growth there. The last piece, again, is that we can't discount the fact of what AWS means to technology, what it means for cloud service, what it means for business. Mm-hmm. It is the Goliath in the iCloud world. And that is growing at a ridiculous rate. I think the numbers, like, over the past 5 years, has grown by 50-60%. I'm putting all those things together. I'm looking at the consolidation on a technical standpoint. I'm looking at all these other factors. I'm saying Amazon is my pick for the stock of the year for 2022.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon. Troy's bullish on Amazon. So
that's one of the stock club picks. It's a boomer, I'm telling you. Especially if they split. I remember, maybe 6 months ago, we told you that they were going to start buying up malls and mixed use spaces and stuff like that. Please hold on to that for the next 5-10 years.
Right. And it's not just the major cities. It's not just a major city. It's rural cities where they can be attached to a major city, right? So, yep. For example, if you live in a tri-state area, right, like a town or a county like Orange County, right? That's outside of New York. But can packages get from Orange County to the greater tri-state area? Absolutely. And so they're buying up warehouses, old malls. And we've seen malls close. And I told you this like 2 years ago. Malls have the perfect infrastructure for Amazon. Why? They have storage. They have parking, right? And they have aggregate, they have water inside, right? So there's obviously, if you're in a mall, they have to have water fountains and water to go throughout the mall for all the businesses. And so they have all those things, bathrooms. All they need to do is just renovate And now that becomes a storage site for daily shipping or one day shipping. And so I'm bullish on them. I love Amazon. That's my pick of the year.
Somebody in the comments said that if interest rates go up, Amazon is going to fall. No, that is not true. People have to remember that Bezos was in the hedge fund space before. All of his team is very heavy on risk to reward modeling. Interest rates probably have to go up to like 18% in order for Amazon to not work. So I understand why you may think that, but if interest rates do go up, we go through a season of price crunching, where are people going to turn to first to get the best deal?
You know, that I was going to say that, but I'm glad you did.
They're not going to Kmart or Venture. Shout out to my people back home. There's one like conglomerates. We have to, they get the information fastest. They analyze data faster. So all the like Amazon is the market maker. They let other people route their orders on to their site, which is called order flow in the investment space. They then take it, model it, make a bot out of it, quant, and then use it to dominate everybody else in the space.
Right.
They won't go under anytime soon.
I'm glad you said that, because if we look at like inflation, if prices are rising, the first place that from a retail standpoint is let me go find where I can buy things the cheapest. Right. And so we've seen Amazon dominate in that space where they'll just take over a company and say, oh, we're going to offer the prices as low as possible so we can get more value and potentially put somebody out of it. That's just been their method. Right. And so when you think about retail space during inflation, you think about places like a Walmart or an Amazon or a Target, which will have competitive prices based on inflation. Right. If prices go up, they can still offer a discount because the way they're purchasing a lot of the other merchandise.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon. Shout out to you.
What's your pick?
So I have a few different picks. I'm gonna start with cryptocurrency, and I'm gonna start with Solana, which is interesting. Solana is, they used to call it the Ethereum killer. That was kind of its thing. It was like the world's fastest blockchain and worked a lot faster than Ethereum and has lower fees than Ethereum. Now Solana is interesting because it is up 11,000% this year. I get that. I get
how much higher can it go?
But that doesn't mean that it's, keep in mind, Ethereum, all of those coins when they first started went up 10,000, 15 to 25,000%. They still had gains. Now it's not going to go up 11,000% next year. That's not going to happen, but it doesn't mean that it's still not room for increase. It's at 171 right now, which is off its 52-week high, which is 258, I believe. It has 500 million supply as far as coins. So that may seem like a lot, but it's kind of in range. Ethereum has, I think, 101 million, 119 million. But if you look at something like XRP, XRP has almost 100 billion. So you know, it's still room for growth there. And one of the reasons why I really like Solana a lot is that, you know, we talk about NFTs, and I think that NFTs is definitely going to have, you know, a correction at some point, but I think NFTs is going to be here to stay. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, it offers an alternative for, you know, projects to be built on Solana. And all it takes is one or two big projects to be built on Solana, and people realizing that, you know, you don't necessarily have to use Ethereum to build your NFT project. So as the NFTs go, that, you know, that could be good for Solana. Now I say I have a couple. Ethereum is another one, because if we're going to talk about Solana, we have to talk about Ethereum. And I don't think that Ethereum is going anywhere. You know, people have complaints about Ethereum, the gas fees pretty high, but Ethereum 2.0 will be coming out. At some point,
2022.
Ethereum 2.0 will be coming out at some point, and it
should.
It's
going to be a value, or it's overrated?
I think it's going to be a value. I think so. But you know, we'll have to see. But regardless, I still believe in Ethereum. Ethereum has always been my favorite cryptocurrency, because it has real life use case. Projects are being built on it. It's probably the most, you know, useful crypto in the space, and it's the second biggest outside of Bitcoin. So I think that Ethereum is here to stay. I don't think it's going anywhere. And I think that, you know, it's gonna do well. I think it's gonna do well in the next year, next 5 years.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna do well.
Yeah, we had that conversation where we could see it hit 10,000 in 2022.
Yeah. Well, Ethereum is one of those coins.
For sure.
Now as far as stocks, you know, I'm an ETF guy. I think that, you know, we've talked about this all the time, but there's no need to go away from something that has been working just because it has worked. I think SMH
solid.
Is still here to stay.
Solid.
And like I said, especially when you look at, you know, the chip shortage, mm-hmm. And you look at, you know, all of the companies inside of SMH, and, you know, we're moving just more and more into technology every single day. So I feel like SMH still has room to grow. I feel like SMH will probably do well. And don't sleep on Facebook. Mm-mm. I feel like, you know, Facebook is a company that's interesting. And I think that, you know, Facebook has room to grow as well. You know, of course, it got a lot of attention with Meta changing its name, but that's not the only use of Facebook. I think WhatsApp is something that is like is hidden gem. If you communicate with people outside of America, you know how beneficial WhatsApp is. And the fact that it's still not really that popular in the States as opposed to how it is outside of the States, I think that WhatsApp has a lot of room for growth and potential. Mm-hmm. I think that you know, TikTok is definitely here to stay, and TikTok is a formidable opponent. But I think that there's still room for Instagram. I feel like, you know, Instagram is still, you know, some years before it actually starts to, you know, fade away. Mm-hmm. So I think Facebook is going to be one of these companies that's going to be interesting. And the company from last year too, Microsoft.
Yeah.
I think Microsoft is going to, so that's a lot of picks, but I just feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, all of those picks.
I don't think you can go wrong with any of
them. Could see some growth.
I love them all. That's
my basket.
Yeah.
Ian?
You guys know what I'm going to say. Number one, most consistent realist stories, Apple. The glasses, I'm going to give a couple picks. Apple, Ripple, Hex, and NVIDIA. Once this legislation turns over in favor of Ripple, man, the game is going to change. I'll say that. And for those, I sent out an article this week. But when I tell you guys, okay, I asked a question. What political movement was behind Ethereum becoming mainstream? A lot of times people just say, hey, this coin, I bid this coin. Because I remember in 2016 when Litecoin was supposed to be the greatest thing ever. And it did not pan out to be that way. There are regimes that help push these front, right? I think Vitalik is brilliant, but not as brilliant as Charles. They made Cardano. Kudos to Kayla. But I think Ripple will be great. Hex will be great. Apple, because of the glasses, they'll finally announce the car. If you guys have seen the movie Swan Song, the car will look something like that out of that movie. And NVIDIA will only get bigger as a result of gaming. So those are the four picks for 2022 that are absolutely amazing. But for those of you that are not familiar with Hex, please get familiar pretty quickly. And it's still relatively cheap for being your favorite to do so.
No, NVIDIA was going to be my number two. I thought we were just doing one. NVIDIA and Meta were definitely like two and three.
Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, like if we're already in the metaverse, but if we're going to talk about the two leaders in it, definitely NVIDIA and obviously Facebook. The Omniverse, I mean, they can control the graphics of it. They control the gaming of it. It's just, they have a competitive advantage when it comes to that. So I loved NVIDIA. In fact, there was another ETF that had NVIDIA as the number one allocation. It's a semiconductor ETF. So SOXX, write that down. SOXX, a solid ETF with all the semis inside. NVIDIA is the number one allocation. And another sleeper, and I've been doing, this is on my watch list now, ON. So ON Semiconductor, another one. If you just look at the growth, look at the chart, do the research on that, that's another good sleeper. No, S-O. S-O. I see somebody put X-O, X-O. No, and I like to be honest, so S-O-X-X. Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love A-S-M-L. Love that one. Yeah. I see some people in the chat too.
All right. Well, that was a lot of information.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.